You know, I am proud to be a Vietnamese, but much more, I am proud to be a descendant of the Vietnamese martyrs of whom we celebrate today in the Universal Church. Tens to hundreds of thousands of faithful Catholics in Vietnamese were martyred for their faith, and only 118 of them got canonized. So in the church we have capital S saints, the ones that were canonized by the church, but we have many, many unknown, small, uncapitalized saints, the one that will never know, but the one who loved Jesus with all their heart. And I always remember my first theology class back in the days, and one of my professors has said the difference between a fool and a martyr is that a fool tries to prove himself, sometimes seek martyrdom for his own glory. A martyr tries to persevere according to God's will and tries to live his or her own faith as best as able, trying to adapt to the changing times. But when it comes time for him or her to lay down his or her life, it's never according to his or her own ability, but through the grace of God that he or she was able to die for that faith. Do you know why that in the church a martyr would only need one miracle in order to confirm as a saint? Because the act of martyrdom itself, in itself, is a miracle. None of us are ready for martyrdom. None of us. Because we're all weak, we're all scared, we all frail, we all have our doubts, and we all have our breaking point. And martyrdom is only possible with the grace of God. And what makes a martyr possible is that he or she was willing to forgive the persecutors and laid down his or her life for the love of God. The Vietnamese martyrs ranges from farmers, uneducated people, to government officials and those who were highly educated. Ranges from both men and women. But what commonly unites them together was their love of the faith and their love for the faith. When the French, Portuguese, and Spaniard missionaries came to Vietnam, imagine all of the hard things and hard challenges they have to go through to preach the faith. And they tried their best to learn not only the different culture, but also the different language. And it took a lot of time for them to evangelize, to preach the gospel. But they were faithful, and slowly they gained followers and believers. And before the Vietnamese knew how to call Christianity, they called us the religions of love, because they saw how we care for one another. I think this is very important for us to remember. Are we caring for each other? Are we living according to what Christ calls of us, to persevere and to be faithful to him, and only when it's necessary to lay down our life for him? What we hear in the gospel reading today from St. Luke actually happened to the Lucan community. It challenges them. It shook them to the core of their own identity. But Jesus affirmed to the early believers, as well as to each and every one of us, that because of his name, we will be hated and will be unpopular. It will lead us to us giving our own testimony. But what does he say? By your perseverance, you will secure your life. Persevere. No matter how imperfect that might look, no matter how hard it might be at times, persevere. Be flexible, grow, adapt, love one another, and keep the commandments. This is what the Lord calls of us. And when it's necessary, well, each and every one of us would perhaps have to lay down our life, physically speaking. But all of that has to begin with us laying down our life each and every day in conforming our will to His love and allowing His love to grow within us. The blood of the martyrs are the seeds of faith. And even though we might not wear red as real martyrs, the church calls us to be white martyrs every day, where we die to ourselves so that Christ lives in us each and every day. We pray for the church around the world, especially in places that are being persecuted, where many of our brothers and sisters who are still suffering right now, that through the example of those who went before, they may also stay faithful to Christ. And for each and every one of us now, especially living in the comfort of the first world, in a world where we haven't seen as much of persecutions as we have seen in other places, we know that we're still called to die to ourselves so that Christ may live in us and take total possession of everything that we have.